Welcome to the Deep Dive. You know we love to take a look at listener questions, and today's material is no exception. It's pretty clear you're interested in the U.S. financial system, the IRS, and even some of those conspiracy theories about a new world order.
Yeah, looks like someone's been doing their research. I'm really interested to see how we can bring it back to the local level.
Okay, well, first up, you've sent over some clips from the documentary America, Freedom to Fascism by Aaron Russo.
Oh, yeah, a classic.
Right. He really goes on a quest, I mean, a serious journey to understand the legality of the income tax system.
And what's interesting is that he finds all these people and groups challenging the IRS. They're claiming that the way the IRS operates actually goes against legal precedents.
And some of their stories are pretty wild. I mean, like, there's Joe Bannister.
A former IRS criminal investigator, no less.
And he gets arrested for speaking out against the tax system. Like, that's got to make you think.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And then there are the 24 people who were acquitted by juries after the IRS charged them for not filing returns.
24 people. I mean, if paying income tax on your wages is so straightforward, why is it so hard to find the law that says we have to? It reminds me of that story in the documentary about the juror in the Irvin Schiff tax case.
The one who was blown away that the judge wouldn't even show him the statute requiring Americans to file.
Right. It makes you wonder what's really going on, you know? Like,
yeah.
Is it really that clear cut?
The documentary definitely seems to suggest that the whole system, at least the way it's being run now, might not have the strongest legal footing.
So we've got questions about the IRS, but then the documentary takes aim at something even bigger, the Federal Reserve.
Oh, yeah. And this is where things get a little bit more controversial. Russo claims that the Federal Reserve, you know, the one that prints money and sets interest rates, is not actually a government agency.
But a private corporation.
Exactly. And that this gives them way too much power over government policy. He even argues that they're profiting off the interest paid on our national debt.
I mean, just to clarify for folks who might not be familiar with it, the Federal Reserve is basically the central bank of the United States, right?
Yeah.
They control the money supply through different things like buying and selling government bonds, which then influences interest rates and inflation.
Right. But the documentary's point is that having all this power concentrated in what's supposedly a private organization is just not right.
Because it could lead to all sorts of conflicts of interest, right?
Exactly. Now, Russo doesn't exactly offer any concrete evidence to back up these claims, but he definitely raises some important questions about transparency and potential for, well, abuse, I guess you could say.
Okay, so we've got the IRS, we've got the Federal Reserve, and then the documentary goes full throttle into some pretty out there territory.
Conspiracy theories.
Yeah, about global control and the New World Order.
So Russo starts connecting these financial systems to this whole bigger, like even more sinister agenda. He interviews people who believe that there's this global elite, right?
Wow.
And they're pulling the strings, manipulating world events, using things like RFID chips and national ID cards to, you know, control everyone.
Right. And they even talk about those spy chips, the little RFID chips they can put in anything.
Which is a little creepy if you think about it.
It is. Like, imagine just trying to order a pizza and suddenly they've got all your financial and medical information.
Yeah, and that's where the documentary really taps into that fear of a future where technology is used to take away our privacy and our freedom.
Yeah, but before we get too deep into the world of spy chips and the New World Order, maybe we should take a step back and connect this back to that think and act locally theme. You know, how do all of these big, scary ideas relate to our everyday lives, our choices, our communities?
Well, it's easy to feel kind of helpless, right? When you're talking about these huge, complex systems.
Right, like what can one person really do?
But what the documentary does really well is show how individuals and groups can push back and take action.
So that's where the think and act locally part comes in.
Exactly. Even if we can't, like, dismantle the Federal Reserve or whatever by ourselves,
right,
we can still make changes in our own communities.
Okay, I like that. So even if we're not, like, ready to take on the IRS, what are some things we can do locally?
Well, you sent us some great examples. Remember that town that fought against putting RFID readers in their library?
Oh, yeah. They were worried about privacy, right?
Yeah. They organized protests, got people talking about the risks, and actually convinced the library board to change their minds.
Wow. That's awesome. So they saw something that could hurt their community and took action.
Right. That's think and act locally in action. It shows we have more power than we think.
So we can organize, raise awareness, and actually influence decisions that affect us directly.
Exactly.
And it's not always about fighting against something, is it? You also sent that story about those farmers who started using their own local currency.
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
Such a creative way to support their local economy and make it more resilient.
Yeah. Right? They saw that depending only on the national financial system made them vulnerable.
So they made their own, one that worked for their community.
Gave them more control, too.
I love that. It's fascinating how all these examples, even though they seem so different, are all about thinking and acting locally.
It's about taking charge and finding what works for your community, right?
Whether it's challenging the IRS, resisting new technologies that might be invasive, or coming up with completely new economic models.
Yeah, it's about recognizing that we're not just stuck with the systems we've got. We can be a part of shaping them.
And it seems like knowledge plays a huge role in all of this, too.
Definitely.
The people who challenged the IRS, they knew the law. The community that fought against RFID, they researched the risks. Even the farmers who started their own currency, they studied up on alternative economics.
It's like having a set of tools, right?
Yeah.
The more you know, the better equipped you are to do something.
So for our listeners, what really stood out to you from all of this? What got you thinking?
What actions, big or small, can you take to bring that think and act locally approach into your own life?
Because even those small actions, when we all do them together, can make a huge difference.
It's true. We've talked about a lot, from questioning the powers that be to exploring the potential of local solutions. But now, in this last part of our deep dive, let's get practical.
Okay, I like it. Let's talk about some actual tools and resources people can use to put this think and act locally mindset into practice in their communities.
Welcome back. So we've explored some pretty challenging ideas, heard some inspiring stories, but now it's time for the rubber to meet the road.
Right. We've been talking about thinking and acting locally. So how do we actually make it happen? What can we do?
It starts with remembering that change doesn't have to be some big dramatic thing. It's the little things, those everyday actions that add up and make a difference.
So what are some of those small steps, those concrete things we can actually do to have an impact locally?
Well, the first thing, and we've talked about this a lot already, is to be informed, you know, that whole knowledge is power thing.
Right, but how do we actually, you know, get that knowledge?
Be curious, ask questions, read books, articles, but make sure they're from good sources. Go to town hall meetings, talk to people who see things differently than you do. The more you understand what's going on around you, the better you'll be able to actually address it.
Okay, so we're informed. What's next?
Support your local community. And there are so many ways to do that. Shop at those local businesses, volunteer your time, donate to organizations you believe in. Even just chatting with your neighbors can make a difference.
So it's about really being a part of your community, putting your money where your mouth is.
Yeah, and don't underestimate the power of your wallet. Every time you buy something, you're supporting a company and the way they do things. So choose to spend your money with businesses that align with your values. You know, ones that are ethical and sustainable.
So it's like voting with your dollars. But what about those bigger things, like those RFID chips? That whole idea of surveillance kind of freaks me out.
That's why it's so important to stay informed about technology. Learn about what it can do, the good and the bad. Push for policies that protect your privacy and keep your data safe.
So it's not about, like, rejecting technology altogether, but using it wisely and being aware of the risks.
Oh, exactly. And one more thing. Never underestimate the power of conversation. Talk to your friends, your family, your neighbors about these issues. Share what you've learned. Sometimes just talking about it can be that first spark that leads to change.
It's that ripple effect, right? Start small and let it spread.
That's the beauty of thinking and acting locally. It gives everyone a chance to make a difference right where they are.
And when enough people do that, well, that's when things really start to change.
So to all of our listeners out there, think about what you've heard today. What's one small step you can take right now to put these ideas into practice? What one thing, no matter how small, can you do to make your community a better place?
Think about it. Write it down. And then, most importantly, take that first step.
It's been a great deep dive. We've covered so much, from questioning authority to exploring the power of local action. But the real journey begins now. It's up to each of us to take what we've learned and put it into practice in our everyday lives.
So keep questioning, keep learning, and keep acting locally.
And we'll see you on our next deep dive.